I'm gonna show you how great I am.
Not two, not three, not four, not five.
What's that?
That's how winning is done.
Are you not entertained?
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Bad guy in little gold.
I want my money's worth.
He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina.
Excuse me.
Your balls are showing.
Bumblebee tuna?
It's about damn time.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. How, 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 how. How, 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 how.
Hey, the sun's about right, laddie. I wish I could do accents. I can do fucking accents.
Yeah, I could do some. You know, man, who I do really well, that is, it's not an accent, it's a voice. That guy grew from Despicable Me.
Oh, I don't.
Everything I do ends up sounding like that guy. That's what the kids tell me, at least. I'm like, okay, hello, everyone. We are talking like a person from other country. Okay, Larry, listen up.
Oh, I could be like Russian or something. Yeah, like European. Eastern European, laddie. I don't even know what that was.
Eastern Europe.
That was like the gay.
Eastern European.
That was like gay. Gay European, like
no,
gay,
that's straight. Just Eastern European.
Eastern European.
Eastern me.
Hey, it's the East, party in the East. Let's do this. Hey,
yo, what's up, European, homie?
What's up? What's up till I die, dog?
West Side European.
Dude, I got this new, I got the new Entertainment Weekly for this week.
All right.
And it has the top 100 everythings of all time.
Every single thing of all time?
Well, movies, TV shows, music, books.
Oh, you mean entertainment?
Yeah, hence the Entertainment Weekly.
Got it.
Because it wasn't, you know, it would have been Playboy magazine, it would have been a different.
Also entertainment. Also entertainment.
Or a different of kind of entertainment. I read it for the articles. But I'm very pissed off at the movies, man, because they have left off so many. First of all, they definitely left off my top two favorite movies of all time.
Because you have horrible taste.
Yeah, apparently so. According to Entertainment Weekly, I don't have top 100 taste.
No, you have subpar 100 taste.
Here's the thing,
taste.
Though.
Oh, Groundhog Day.
There's some movies. Oh, I love Groundhog Day. But there are some movies that they, like Citizen Kane.
Oh, no lie. I swear to God, without even looking at the magazine, I was going to say, I bet you they put goddamn
Citizen Kane. Kane is number one. I don't even mind Citizen Kane at number one because it was a good. I like the movie.
You know, I haven't seen Citizen. I can't even say shit.
I just know since I was
a kid, everyone says Citizen Kane.
So, then number two, The Godfather. Number three, Casablanca. I never saw Casablanca, so I can't say shit.
All right, you're gonna call me less manly on this. I've never seen The Godfather. Any of them.
Yeah, no,
any
you're...
Any Godfather.
Yeah, I've been running into more and more of you guys lately.
So, yeah, we exist out there. We get together on
I don't know what it is.
We
is
watch
it, is
not
it,
The Godfather.
You know what? Because you're younger than me. So.
No, you know, it's just I haven't made time for it.
No, it's just but
honest.
You're younger than me, so it hasn't... Like, I think my generation, I'm 30, I'll be 32 this year, and I think my age group is the last group that made an effort to go see those movies. Like, oh, because we heard from our parents that they were great.
Oh, I was about to say, were you raised with your dad?
No, well, first of all, I was raised by both my parents.
Oh, okay.
Am I fucking come from a broken home, or am I fucking, ugh.
Well, I mean, I wasn't raised.
I don't know.
Well, yeah.
But
know.
No, anybody
my dad
question?
Pretty much just left me out the door. He was like, hey, you should, you know, he,
I'll be
my
back,
dad actually
I'm
made me watch terrible movies.
He's like, I'm going to go off for cigarettes. And then never came back. Is that what happened, really?
Well, entertainment wise, you know, well, no, that's not what happened. But it was like more like, hey, I'll see you every 2 months or so as you grow up.
You know,
I mean, I love him. I love him to death. But
well, you have to.
Entertainment wise, my dad made the worst choices.
My dad doesn't speak English, bro.
Oh, my dad
mom,
speaks
my
New York.
My parents don't speak English.
Cuban. So
they don't. They don't. They've never. The only movies that my mom has ever seen in the movie theater. I say my mom because my dad. I don't remember seeing it in the movie.
But he saw The Godfather.
No, the only movies that my mom has seen in the movie theater. I remember her seeing Pretty Woman in the movie theater. Okay, she doesn't speak English. Woman 5,000 times. And she, and then she sees, she's seen Disney movies in the movie theater. Like every so often, she'll see a an animated movie.
Got it.
Not really animated. I'm talking about just strictly Disney.
Yeah, Disney movies.
Like if it's DreamWorks or some shit, she's like, nah, I'm not. Like she's strictly Disney.
Of course.
Well, so my, no, I didn't get the taste of movies from my. I had older brothers. And
got it.
And I was always
only
a young
child,
one.
Only child.
I was always a young one. Every group that I was in, I was always a young one. So no matter where I was, like my, I used to hang around my brother's friends. So my brother's friends are like 4 or 5 years older than me. So then, from their parents or something, they would get like, "Oh, the Godfather's cool."
Was it like a necessary topic of conversation around them?
Yeah, the Godfather was a big deal. Like, yeah, it was a big deal. Like I started watching stand-up when I was like 10 years old, 7 years old. I mean, so I was prone to a lot of things visually as far as entertainment-wise that, you know, I remember watching my first porn very early. But it's because I had older brothers and they had friends and they're like, "Oh, I found this in my dad's room," and shit like that.
What was the first porn you watched?
I don't remember the name. There wasn't a name.
You don't remember
it.
The name?
No, there wasn't a name to it. There was a blank. It was a one of those tapes that was recorded from something else.
Absolutely.
So it was a black, just a black tape. So I don't know what the hell. And I remember just seeing a glimpse, and they didn't want to let me see it. Then I broke into the room. I'm like, ah, and I'm like, what the hell is that?
Oh.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. But it wasn't like, you know,
there was a VHS recording of Debbie Does Dallas in my cousin's room for years.
I remember Debbie Does Dallas later on in my teen years. I remember Debbie. I remember her, the blonde chick in a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader uniform.
Yeah, like, something like that. That movie was, it set the bar really high for movies having some sort of through story, and I was really surprised with what modern, you know, stuff has turned into. It's interesting. Yeah.
But I think now my point is just, well, we've talked about this before 1,000 times on the podcast, right? It's just like the homemade, the POV shit.
Absolutely.
Anyways, going back to the list, man. So yeah, I've met a lot of people who didn't, who haven't seen Godfather, and they're usually younger than me or right at my age group. But everybody that's older than me, it's a must, I think.
Yeah.
It's a must.
I gotta catch up with it.
But you know what the problem is, that you're gonna, now you've heard so much, you've heard so many years of hype over it. I don't know. Like, part 2 is definitely a masterpiece. I like part 1 a lot, but I love part 2. Like,
The Simpsons made me have a predetermined notion on The Godfather. They would say The Godfather 1 was great, Godfather 2 is awesome,
the best,
and Godfather 3 was buried far away in one of the episodes of The Simpsons. It was like Godfather 3, you burn in hell right now. I was like, wow. So I have a predetermined notion.
I actually like Godfather 3. I just don't like it as a Godfather movie. Like, if it was not part of the trilogy, because Godfather 2 was so phenomenal that part 3 just fell so hard.
Got it.
It fell so short. But if you watch it as a standalone, you go, no, this is a decent movie. It's a good movie. A good movie. But when you compare it, when you put it in with
the second one,
yeah,
which I heard was the best one.
The best one, yeah, by far.
The fact that the sequel of a serious drama is better than the...
I think a lot of sequels are better. I think sequels don't get the respect they deserve. But anyways, going back to the... I want to go back to this fucking Entertainment Weekly.
Let's go to the list that you failed on. Did you look through the list and just...
I looked every single... I went through every single one.
This is not what I would have picked.
All right, so look. 19... Godfather, number 2. 1972. Oh, and they have Mean Streets at number 7, which is 1973. Those are like the 2 newest movies in the top 10.
I was just about to ask, what's the newest movie? They don't give new movies any credit.
In the top 10, those are the newest movies. You got 1972, The Godfather, 73, Mean Streets. Oh, I'm sorry. Nashville, I never even heard of that movie, 1975. That's it.
Who's in Nashville?
I have no idea what that is. Nashville is Robert Altman. It's a structured masterpiece. I hate when I use that fucking phrase. Stories of 24 linked characters in a country and Western music capital into a crazy quilt of politics, celebrity, and American life in the 70s.
Sounds awful.
Bro, they literally have a Charlie Chaplin movie here as one of the best, like top 10.
I'm like, really? Top 10 movies ever.
Really?
You know, I wonder what they judge it off, man. Is it like influence on other movies? Because
if that was the case, then there's no way a new movie would ever crack the top 10 because they would have, you know. Because
you'd have to wait 30 years for influence or 10 years at least.
But this is the part that bothers me. Look, my favorite movie of all time is Braveheart. Nowhere in the top 100. How the fuck is Braveheart?
Braveheart's not even in the top 100.
How is Braveheart not in the top 100? And he's a part that pissed me off. I know why. Because Mel Gibson and his fucking rants.
Yeah, and his craziness.
His craziness. His racism. All that shit.
Well, is there no Mel Gibson movie in the top 100? I mean, no. That's probably his... Yeah.
There's no Mel Gibson. But I'm like, how is that not top 100? And look, he was on AFI's top 100. Braveheart was on AFI's top 100 the first time it came out. Then 10 years later, the next one came out. It was gone. How did it drop off?
Like, what number was it out of?
Oh, I don't remember. It was like at 60 or 70 something.
Wow, so 30 movies came out randomly. But
it's all because of the ranch. It's all because of Mel Gibson. It has nothing to do with the movie itself.
That's true.
And that's the part that really fucking irks me. So
your favorite movie sucks. Look,
top number 10, Gone with the Wind.
All right.
And that movie sucked fucking cock.
I own that shit on Blu-ray.
You own it?
It was on sale for Black Friday, and I bought it for a couple of dollars. That movie.
You threw away dollars, bro.
Let me tell you, I threw away dollars. I wish I would have bought a Happy Meal.
And hundreds of pennies, bro.
So many Lincolns are gone because of that shit, man. I cannot. I like 5 minutes of the movie.
That movie was awful.
I like 5 minutes of the movie.
It was awful. It was 6 hours long. It was just fucking the most overrated piece of shit. Then, I'm even trying to find, Annie Hall, number 13, 1977.
Some Woody Allen movie there?
Look, you got Bambi at number 14.
But Bambi?
Yeah. Again, 1942. Blue Velvet, 1986.
Fuck you, Braveheart. Bambi or Braveheart.
1986. Singing in the Rain, 1952. I actually like Singing in the Rain.
I like Singing in the Rain. I just saw Singing in the Rain the other day, actually.
But again, out of these movies, none of these. So the first movie that comes up on the list, you have Jaws, 1975.
One of my favorites, I hope, would come out on the list, and it was revolutionary, too. They were Pulp Fiction on the
list. Pulp Fiction is 19. That's the first one that is in, that's, newer than 1975-ish.
Yeah, so after the 80s.
So Pulp Fiction. And then goes Toy Story at number 22.
Toy Story.
I like Toy Story. I love any of these movies.
It's above so many movies.
Fucking old movies, and you go, if you're gonna grade them by,
what are they grade? What's their rubric? They've got to have the rubric on this.
I like Wizard of Oz a lot. North by Northwest, Chinatown, 1974. All these fucking movies. The Graduate. I love The Graduate. 1967. All these movies are old as fuck, and it bothers me. Oh, look, Apocalypse Now, 1979.
Apocalypse Now.
Jesus, like when you're at 35, which is Apocalypse Now, and you've gone through 35 movies, and one has been in the last 30 years,
and none has been the last 15. None. One movie in the last 15 years has done anything to tickle their fan. And this is Entertainment Weekly. We're not talking about AFI here. You're talking about Entertainment Weekly. Sorry. I mean, look, I don't know how big a fan I am of this movie, but fucking, if nothing else, Avatar.
Oh, look, they have a Mel Gibson movie.
Oh.
They have Road Warrior, 1981, absolutely.
So Road Warrior is better than Braveheart. It says Entertainment Weekly. Road Warrior is way better than Braveheart.
I don't.
You should write him an email about that.
Taxi Driver, Lord of the Rings. Here we go. Lord of the Rings, 2003, is number 43.
So wow. So it took to 43.
Almost half of the list just to get to the last 15 years. So, anyways, it goes on and on, bro. I'm not going to go through each number.
What was movie?
Bro, they have the ones that really pissed me off are Gone with the Wind, because that's a piece of shit movie. I don't give a fuck if you consider it a quote unquote classic. It's a piece of shit movie. And then there was
the 5 minutes of that scene of that movie that are good are so good, Nary. Those 5 minutes are worth it.
It's groundbreaking. It had a black actress. All right, it's groundbreaking. Doesn't mean the movie's good. There's plenty of groundbreaking pieces of shit out there. You don't consider them a classic.
What about that part when the guy's all machismo and shit, man? You gotta like that part.
I like the whole movie. He's machismo the whole fucking movie. Piece of shit. What was the other one? There was another one that I had an issue with, and I was like, ugh. Anyways.
Road Warrior?
I like Road Warrior. I do.
It's better than Braveheart.
A lot better.
Way better. Hundreds of spots better.
Oh, this one, number 36, Rosemary's Baby. Bro, that movie was a piece of shit, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, that's not even the best horror movie of all time. How are you going to put it in the fucking... That's the first real horror movie as far that I can see.
They didn't put the Exorcist there?
Not before 36.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, how do you do that? Let's talk about that shit for a second. What the
they
fuck,
put Rosemary's
man?
Baby above The Exorcist?
Yeah. Rosemary's Baby could fucking eat a cock. That movie wasn't good. I watched it. I'm like, ugh, that movie wasn't good.
I don't know, man. These guys, maybe they were just judging it off of, hey, let's piss off fucking Neri when we write this list.
You guys, Gladiator, like The Exorcist? Gladiator's not here.
What?
Gladiator's not here.
No, Gladiator's got to be in the top 100 movies.
It's not.
It's fucking great.
It's not. Look, you know what they have? They have The Dark Knight at number 88.
No.
Not even Dark Knight Rises. Not even The Dark Knight Rises. Not even Dark Knight.
Wait, not Batman Begins?
No, not Batman Begins, which is the best one.
I like The Dark Knight. I told you last week. It's probably my favorite one of the three.
I think it's the weakest one of the three.
No, wait, how could it be? We're going to get into a Batman. No, wait, man. Dark Knight's great. Dark Knight Rises is probably the weakest one of the three.
No.
Yeah, right. Batman Begins is awesome. I've seen it 20
Batman
times.
Begins is the best one. That's the best one of the three.
I like The Dark Knight better.
Dark Knight. The only thing good thing about The Dark Knight is the Joker. That's it.
But that's the whole fucking movie.
Maggie Gyllenhaal could suck a cock. She's ugly as fuck. She's a bad actress. And I don't know why two people are fighting for her. If I would have been Batman, I would like have her.
I let her die.
She's a two.
She is very ugly.
She's a three at best. I have her. I'll save the rest of the city. Thanks. Sorry.
But the Joker was amazing. Was so good. And that's what makes the movie. No one cares about Maggie Gyllenhaal.
But she's a big part of the movie.
I know.
And then the Batman, and then the voice that he used in every one of those movies, that he killed every one of those movies because of that. He killed two franchises because of that fucking voice.
No way.
Yeah. He did that shitty voice then, and he carried that shitty voice on to Terminator Salvation. So thanks. Thanks, asshole. Man. You killed two fucking franchises.
But it sounded cool in Batman. It didn't sound that great in Terminator. It sounded pretty
stupid. No, it didn't sound cool in Batman. It was awful.
It sounded great in Batman because he barely talks. He barely talks.
Bro, Batman's not even. There's no other Batman in the history of Batman movies. There's no other Batman to do that voice to that extreme where you don't understand what the fuck he's saying.
You get what he's saying.
No.
I can understand what he's saying.
You can understand what he's saying. You're too into douchebaggery. I don't understand douchebags.
That is true.
Ugh. So Dark Knight gets number 88. What else did I have an issue with? Brokeback Mountain, 94.
What was like number 100? The last movies that we're going to let into.
Sweet Smell of Success.
What the fuck is this stuff?
Tony Curtis. It was 19...
Hey, wait. Do they have Some Like It Hot? At least they have to have Some Like It Hot.
They had that early.
Jesus.
Rushmore, another piece of shit movie, number 95. It's fucking garbage. It's garbage.
So those are the last ones they let
in? There Will Be Blood, number 99. There Will Be Blood is, his name?
Daniel Day-Lewis. Yeah.
That's not even Daniel Day-Lewis's best movie.
I fell asleep.
That's not
so
even Daniel Day-Lewis's best movie. Lincoln was better than There Will Be Blood.
Absolutely.
What the fuck?
I don't know, man. Not even Last of the Mohicans. Last of the Mohicans is better.
Look, the TV... I have an issue with the TV thing, but nowhere near. At least the shows that I like in TV, the TV list, made it. They just made it further down the list.
Oh, shit. What was the number? Oh, my God.
Number one is The Wire. Which you can't really argue. I mean, that's a really great one. But then you have Simpsons. And top 10 are The Wire, Simpsons, Seinfeld, Mary Tyler Moore Show, Sopranos, All in the Family, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That's awful.
Buffy's at number 7, huh?
8. Then Andy Griffin, number 7. Mad Men, number 9. And
damn.
Your Show of Shows.
Oh, the Sid Caesar Show?
Wow.
I don't
like that at all. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I can think of a bunch of shows better than
Your You know which one is better? It's number 11.
And Buffy.
I Love Lucy.
11?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer is better. I Love Lucy.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, suck a dick. Man.
If you want to talk about sitcoms, the sitcoms that they have on here, right, go to Seinfeld number one, as far as the, you know, there's a third one, but it's the number one. And then Mary Tyler Moore Show, which is great. All in the Family, great.
Oh, yeah, amazing.
And then you have fucking Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Hold on,
let me look at this list. Hold on. Yeah, bro. So 16, The Cosby Show.
I mean, this TV list sounds pretty awesome. Exo-facto.
Again, all those shows Buffy that I like are on the list, Slayer. Just not in the order in which I like them in.
But why? What was your show of shows?
I mean, to me, a favorite sitcom of all time. I'll give The Wire the show of shows. I'll give that. That show is great. But to me, the first sitcom on the list should have been I Love Lucy.
Above all of them?
Above first sitcom? Yeah. Above all of them. And if
is that your favorite one or just historically the most significant?
That's my favorite one. And historically the most significant one. There would not be reruns if it wasn't for I Love Lucy.
That's true. It creates indication.
So, if you're going to talk about... So, in the movies list, it's all about influence.
Yeah.
But on TV, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Way more important than I Love Lucy. Grasp that key demographic of dumb women ages 6 through 26.
You know, it's funny because I actually liked Angel better as a TV show. I liked it better than Buffy. I got into it more.
I never watched either, to be honest.
I didn't watch them when they were running, but I watched them afterwards when TNT at one point would give them early in the morning.
Oh.
Like 2 hours back, like two episodes back to back of Angel. And I literally just watched the entire... This is before Netflix. Well, I don't know.
Did you wake up like on purpose to watch Angel?
No, I just set the DVR. I'm like, all right. I watched the whole fucking series like this. I was single. It was good times. Good times.
Good times that you had time to watch Angel. Well, shit.
When I had time to watch shitty TV shows, but that didn't turn out to be shitty. So, I don't know, man. There's a bunch of fucking...
I mean, they got to put at one point... there we go. The Muppet Show. I'm about to lose my
brain. The Muppet Show 49.
Where's Saturday Night Live there?
Oh, that was number 12.
Oh, Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Frasier number 44. I love Frasier, bro.
Yeah, Frasier's a great show, man. Well, cheers. Cheers.
Friday Night Lights made the list at number 48. You see, all my shows are on here. They're just the order in which I would not have picked them in.
I know one of my favorite shows can't possibly be on there. It's Prison Break. I highly doubt Prison Break's going to be on there.
Well, I don't think it had a long enough run.
It was 4 seasons. It just after the first season, there was nothing else to say. They kind of just
they were like, "What you're gonna keep? Oh, we're gonna keep doing this. All right,
we're gonna keep putting you in a prison." It was great. I love Michael Scofield. That was the first show.
I never saw that show.
It was a great show. It was the first show that ever influenced me to actually buy things endorsed by a celebrity. Michael Scofield would wear Ray-Ban aviators, and I bought Ray-Ban aviators.
Everybody loves Raymond at number 79.
Well, that is deep down in the list.
Yeah, you want to know 78? Dawson's Creek.
I forgot.
Which I like the show.
The song.
I don't want to wait.
There we go. For life to be over. That's right.
81. The Dawson. In Living Color, 81.
Oh, that's a good one.
South Park, 87.
Damn, that is way too far down the list.
Yeah.
That is way too far down the list. That
dude, when you have Dawson's Creek above.
Dawson is greater than the Brady Bunch is at all.
Number 100, the Brady Bunch.
That's the last one they let in. That's like when the bouncer stops the rope at the last hot bitch. It's like, everything after you guys is the pits right here. Let's fucking let's stop right
pits. Here. It's the pits.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Oh, what show you think? Get out of here. Good times. We don't need you.
Dude, number Different 97, strokes. They had Lisa Kudrow's show, The Comeback, on HBO. But it was a season. Lisa Kudrow's way too short-lived parody of reality TV and fading celebrity was probably a couple of years ahead of its time.
Stupid excuse. Shit was ahead of its time, man.
I can understand shit being ahead of its time, but that wasn't. I'm just saying there's other shows, and I can't think of them off the top of my head, but there's been other shows.
It's that there's some things that you can clearly look back at and go, yeah, that's ahead of
its time. Fresh Prince wasn't on the list, and I think that would be better than The Comeback.
Yeah, absolutely. Right?
So, Malcolm in the Middle was all the way down to 96.
The Bernie Mac show is better than that show.
Bernie Mac show was great. I was late to that party, bro. I didn't know about that show. Not that I didn't know about it, but I didn't actually watch an episode until maybe like 2-3 years ago. And I was like, this is hilarious.
Yeah, and it's so, it works for you and the whole kid stuff, bro.
It's great. But 2-3 years ago, I didn't have a kid, but I still got it. It was so great. Anyways, I'm not going to go into books because I've read one.
What's the greatest book of all time so I can talk to people about it like I know it? I'll be like, hey guys, you really gotta read this.
My favorite book of all time.
You really gotta read this James Patterson Bible. The Bible.
The best book is Anna Karenina.
Who cares?
I don't know. Anna Karenina.
Wait, that's the name of the book?
I said, yeah.
Oh, that's. I thought that was the author.
No, the author. What about Leo Tolstoy?
Yeah, I'm gonna read that. Second book.
The Great Gatsby. I've read that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I read that.
In school. Pride and Prejudice. Read that shit in school.
Pride and Prejudice. Heard actually, about it in school.
I didn't read that
one. No, I bought the book and it's in my bookshelf.
One day. And then number four, Great Gatsby. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Great Gatsby again.
It's so Great funny. Expectations.
Well, I don't know what that even means.
You don't know Great Expectations?
No, I don't know.
They made it into a movie. They made it into with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Is it in the top 100?
It's with Gwyneth Paltrow and Robert De Niro's in it. He has a small role in it. And Ethan Hawke.
Wow.
He was in it.
Sounds star-studded for fourth best book. I kind of want to go down and be like, oh,
Charlotte's Web, number 10.
Yes, in your face, bitches.
Yeah, I could talk about three of the top fucking 10 books of all time.
What's up? What else? Just run through them.
How to Kill a Mockingbird.
Okay, yep.
Crime and Punishment.
Nope.
Moby Dick.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Everyone talks about it.
Lonesome Dove.
Oh, now it's getting difficult. Yeah.
War and Peace.
Oh, hell no.
Way too long.
Don't judge a book by its cover. You think this book is short as fuck, but no, it's about way more than just war and way more than just peace, man.
Way more. It includes every war ever fucking fought and the peace and time the in between them.
The promise of peace.
Let me see. And there's another one. The Stand, number 42. I love that fucking, the movie was great.
Ain't no Goosebumps.
It was actually a miniseries.
There are no Goosebumps books in here, man. Run through that bitch. Come on, man. I thought Haunted Mask.
The Reggaeton Trilogy. Actually, wait. Regeneration.
Reggaeton Trilogy?
No, it's Regeneration. I can't read right, man. I can't read good and stuff.
Dame más gasolina, said Daddy Yankee.
53, another one. Oh, 45, The Color Purple.
Oh, all right. Yeah, yeah, I know that.
53,
color.
Gone with the Wind.
Oh.
Piece of shit movie.
That piece of shit movie, man. Except for those. There were 30 good pages in that book where this guy was acting machista as fuck, man.
What else? Nothing else. Nothing else. Oh, The Hobbit, 71.
Oh, okay, there we go. No other good book. Damn, my favorite.
Cold Mountain, number 74.
Did they put Adventures of Huckleberry, racist ass book?
No, they wouldn't put that.
Yeah.
Oh, they did. It's totally Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, giant, number 62.
Giant picture of it, too.
Yeah.
Why do they put a big-ass picture of a book that's in 62, yet books that are like number 7 have no
picture?
Because,
pictures, it was, just because to, you know, they're not going to, they got to draw your eye to every page. They're not going to just, you know, Dracula, number 59.
Any of these modern books, like Girl with Dragon Tattoo or fucking Percy
that
Jackson?
That movie was a fucking amazing, dude.
Yeah?
Girl with a Dragon Tattoo?
I gotta watch it.
That movie was amazing. The book, look, I tried to hear the book on Audibles, on audible.com.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I couldn't because it's like over 1,000-page book. It's like a fucking real heavy-duty book.
It's like Gone with the Wind.
And then that's the first one that I tried to read. And they were like, yeah, my friend told me. My friend was like, yeah, I think you started off. You bit off more than you could chew. Like, you got to start off. Like, now, what I ended up starting out with now, like, the two books that I've actually read are on my own.
In life, on my own.
Like, without school. Like, I've read The Great Gatsby, but, like, in school, like, we would read fucking 10 pages out a day, you know, a day in class. It's not the same thing.
Absolutely.
But on my own, that I've read on my own, I read them recently were The Wizard of Oz and then the second book of the Oz series. There's 14 books in the Oz series.
Oh, okay. I didn't know there was a whole goddamn series.
Yeah, 14 books. So then I read the first two and I loved them. So I should keep on reading. I just got caught up on shit.
Any other craziness?
The Joy Luck Club, number 100.
There we go.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Number 99.
Yep.
That's it. Yep. Frankenstein, 81.
If books were movies, more people would read them.
Oh, the Bonfires or the Vanities? That's a movie, I know.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Sister of the Traveling Pants kind of shit. It's got to be the same book, I think. I think we're talking about the same book.
Clearly has to be the same book.
Talking about the same exact thing.
All right. So I didn't want to go through everything in the list. I'm just saying the movies thing really got to me because it really upset me.
That's because Braveheart is, you know, subpar movie choice. But it's all right, man.
It's a weak sauce. Weak sauce. Apparently, The Dark Knight is better movie than Braveheart.
Way better.
And Gladiator.
I'm sure they have Kramer versus Kramer there somewhere. Just
that movie's good too. I like Kramer.
That's a good movie, but I'm saying it's way better than Braveheart.
Way better. Epics.
Yeah. No comparison. Yeah.
They had Goodfellas at like number 60 something.
I love the Goodfellas. Wow. Oh, that is so low on
the
list.
How the fuck is that possible? Are you gonna have it that low? No. Anyways, man. How was your week, dude?
Man, my week was pretty tiring, dude. I've been waking up with my buddy to work out at like 5 in the morning. This is just not... It is exhausting.
Did you know that? Apparently, the Egyptian leader, his reign is over now.
They have a leader?
I said Morsi. M-O-R-S-I. I know I'm mispronouncing that.
So yeah, Morsi.
His reign as Egypt's leader is over, it says.
Hey, good for him, man.
Suspends the constitution and orders new elections as the president is removed.
Hey, that's good for them, man. That is good for them. They suspend that constitution. They probably had a shitty one, too.
I mean, clearly, you could suspend it. I don't know anything about politics, especially world politics. Was he a shitty leader? Apparently so. The fucking military overthrows you.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I have no idea about this Egyptian stuff. But you know what? I mean, if it's so easy to suspend the constitution like that, fuck that. I mean, you know, the entire southern states tried to secede against the Union, and Lincoln was just like, nope, I'm going to throw people in jail, and, you know, the Union will survive, and this guy can't even survive a couple of months after all that liberation stuff, so fuck him.
Yeah, I like the fact that Egypt's leader gets front page on Yahoo's homepage.
Yeah.
But last week when they overturned the gay marriage, nowhere to be found on Yahoo.
Yahoo does not find gay people important. Yeah.
Egyptians. Hey, people in America, you'll find this interesting.
God bless Yahoo. God bless, if they believe in God. Not sure if they... Well, they probably do.
Don't they believe in Allah?
They probably believe in some kind of... Well, I'm not just the Egyptians. Yahoo's got to believe in some kind of God. Probably the kind of God that doesn't believe in gay rights. Just putting it out there. I wonder what God doesn't believe... I wonder if Allah believes in gay rights. Like, Allah, gay rights are cool.
I don't know why you hum it, but I don't...
Because that's what Allah sounds like to me.
Oh, okay.
I'm very uneducated on different religions on the road, so I create them in my head.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Sounds about right. Why not? Why wouldn't you? Man, Avril Lavigne, she wore black on her wedding day, and what surprised me the most is that people gave a fuck. I was like, why is this news? Are you fucking kidding me?
I didn't even know.
This is on the Yahoo homepage.
She's still relevant as a human?
Thank you. She's still, like, she wore black on her wedding day. Who gives a fuck? She's the first honest bitch on earth that didn't wear white. Fucking liars.
Yahoo's doing the story saying the husband said, red flag, red flag. The bitch wore black. You think she's been with other people?
Like, hey, you think she's fucked around a lot? I don't know, dude. She was wearing black. Or do you mean off-white? No, motherfucker. Black.
Pure black.
Darkness.
You ever seen blackface? Like that. Put on a dress.
Oh, man. Hey, this guy's going fucking down, huh?
Who's this guy? Oh, Aaron Hernandez?
Yeah. Aaron Hernandez.
That's what I said. Aaron Hernandez.
They said Heron.
Heron? Oh, Heron. Yeah, yeah, because I'm an asshole. And I don't know how names are pronounced.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, he's going down. They found shit. And he had a secret apartment, apparently.
Oh, I'm sure he did. The guy's a murderer. on multiple counts, murderer.
Multiple counts.
Yeah, this guy is like the Tom Hanks of murdering. And in 2007, he wins the Academy Award for fucking someone up. And then 5 years, 6 years later, he kills another guy. Why did he do this? He has so much money.
Because he's gangster, son.
No, man.
Gangster.
No, yeah, he's gangster. He's not gangster. That shit doesn't happen to gangsters. No. Shit happens to gangsta.
What happens to gangsters, but they don't make front page news unless your name is Gotti. So,
gangsta.
Gangsta, son.
I'm going to use that forever against people that went to the University of Florida.
Finally, a Yahoo fucking story that I care about.
What's that?
The best hot dogs.
Yes!
Nathan's got to be number one. Right?
Nathan's hot dogs? That's pronounced Nathan's?
Yeah, Nathan's. What, you never watched the fucking Nathan's hot dog eating contest? They don't pronounce it Nathan's. Nathan's. Oh, aren't you the asshole now that mispronounces names?
Nathan's a hot dog.
Yeah, no, they. Yeah. Nathans?
Yeah, Nathans.
That doesn't even. How do you? It's where, like, do you get Nathans from?
Hey, man, fucking.
There's no accent over the A. There's no little Athens? Triangle fucking hut roof over the A.
Hey, man, the Nathans hot dog eating contest.
It just says Nathans. It's a normal name.
I watch it muted every year.
But it's a normal name. Nathan is a normal name. It's not like it's a weird, like, oh, from a different country. It's Nathan.
Nah, my family's not named Nathan. Nathan.
What the fuck?
Right, let's move on to
you're like the substitute teacher from Key and Peele. Did you ever see that clip?
No.
Oh, man, I'll put it in the episode. Yeah. It's a fucking great clip, and he walks in there. He mispronounces every white person's name because he expects it to be. He's like, "Hey, Aaron. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron. Aaron.
Are you here? Hey, Aaron.
Hey,
and
Aaron."
And then he was like, "It is Aaron. That's what it was. Hey, Aaron. Hey, Aaron, are you here? Hey, Aaron, if you here?" And then he goes, the kid raises his hand reluctantly, and he's like, "Here?" And he goes, "Why didn't you say here earlier?" And he goes, "What?" And he goes, "Yeah, I called your name, hey, Aaron. Why didn't you say Aaron. Here? Yeah. Fucking great.
Yeah, bro, nothing, dude, nothing.
Boar's Head, number two.
Organic. That's good.
Oscar Mayer's Turkey Franks at number four.
What? Like, on four on what? Taste?
I don't know.
Fuck out of here.
Morningstar veggie dogs.
Okay, now we know they're lying. Oh, well, unless that was like the lower tier. That was like the last hot dog you let in the club.
Yeah, that was it. Well, how does Ballpark Franks not get in there?
Oh, because you have terrible taste. We established it throughout the whole episode. Nathan's hot dog is the best. And then whatever the
hell. You keep saying Nathan's.
What is that? Boarhead?
Boarheads is number two. Yeah, but how is...
I didn't even know Boarheads made
ballpark, how is the Ballpark ones not on the list?
Because they're shitty quality. They're shitty quality hot dogs.
Yeah, I'm sure Morningstar frozen hot dogs are better.
I'm sure that this was trying to please the people. It's like, hey, let's put the obvious winner and then let's please across the board. To please the vegans that read Yahoo.
Ugh. Yeah. Vegetarian dogs, come on. It's disgusting.
It's oxymoronic, to be honest.
Is that a word, oxymoronic? I know oxymoron is. Is oxymoronic a word?
Yeah.
Do you know that? Or are you just guessing?
No, absolutely. I'm very confident.
You don't sound confident. You don't look confident. I'm the most
confident person.
You're sweating right now just talking about oxymoronic.
Well, I've been talking at a very consistent rate. I should be sweating.
Oh, my goodness.
Oxymoronic.
4th of July, dude. Tomorrow, if you're hearing this, it's already 4th of July was yesterday or last week, depending on when you're listening to this. What are your plans for 4th of July?
Oh, man. I'm probably going to head over to Bayfront Park and just drink and hang out and then watch the fireworks.
First of all, I want to approach this right now. And I'm sorry I didn't talk about this earlier. You're wearing a fucking Derrick Rose jersey in my house.
Absolutely. I wear it everywhere.
And I'm trying to figure out
why I'm wearing
it. Are you trying to figure out, like, are you trying to troll people? Are you trying to, like, purposely get a rise out of people? Why the fuck are you wearing a Derrick Rose jersey?
Well, why do I even own a Derrick Rose jersey? Is because I bought it before a Heat game because they had it on sale for $20 at the nearby Foot Locker. And it's
I can't even get mad at that because that's the same reason why I have the sole Dolphin jersey that I've ever bought with a Chad Pennington jersey that I literally bought for $10 the year after Chad Pennington was no longer with the team.
Did this when Shaq left the Heat and they had his merchandise. I bought like three Shaq jerseys for $10 each. So this was one of those investments.
That's a Heat
it's the
jersey.
Biggest, but it's the biggest, most comfortable jersey.
It is big.
It's really big.
This is really big.
This is a double XL jersey. It's like a really big, long, baggy jersey on me. It's so comfortable. And at the end of the day, hey, motherfucker stayed on the bench while I wore it. So stay on the bench, bitch.
But you.
I'm not repping Derrick Rose. Trust me.
What you do. You're repping the fucking Bulls.
You could call it a jinxing kind of thing. But at the end of the day, man, I own, you know, 20 Heat jerseys. I'm fine with wearing one Derrick Rose jersey. Actually,
you brought it to my house.
You know,
man,
what I wanted to do? I wanted to wear I own a Tim Duncan jersey too. I wanted to wear that shit during the finals to get a kick out of people.
Why do you have a Tim Duncan jersey?
Because Tim Duncan.
That shit was not on sale.
No, that was not. That was many years ago. And it's the Nike one too. That dude is probably the greatest or the second greatest player of our generation. That's why.
Who?
Tim Duncan.
Well, he's the greatest power forward. I don't know why people are like, oh, he's the greatest.
I think he's in the top three players of our generation. Top five, for sure.
Well, top five if you're going to break it down by position.
No, top five if you're going to break it down, just players.
Or I don't know. It's tough for
a guy's got two MVP awards. He's got four championships. He went to five championships. He won a championship his second year in the league, and it was because of him. He's as a player.
I think he's been great. I'm not doubting his greatness. I'm just saying in our generation, there's been a lot of players who, you know, first of all, you have Michael.
That's right. I started watching basketball in '99, right after Michael. No lie. I said,
who the most famous basketball player of all time?
Player.
Just stop playing. I'll join. I'll start watching right now. This is when I'll start watching.
Right, it's over. Okay. Other people are going to win now. All right, cool. No, Michael's my favorite player, but
how is Michael your favorite player if you never started watching him?
Because I read his books.
Oh, okay.
No lie.
I watched Michael Jordan's Playground videotape.
And I did watch Michael Jordan's Playground videotape. Who the fuck didn't? I read all his books. They were all the same thing, but just formatted differently. And I loved every word of it.
Oh, my God.
I was raised by Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was there more than my dad. Michael Jordan was
That's cool and that. Sad all at the same time.
I know. It's a great feeling. I mean, Michael Jordan's a winner. You know, if I read my dad's books, he'd be like, hey, we hang out every 2 months. And then Michael
it's more like a pamphlet.
Yeah. it's actually just like a fact sheet. It's just like a one-sided 5x7 flyer that gets handed to you in the streets going like, here's what I have to offer. I mean, Michael Jordan had a whole...
It's a pamphlet and... And half of it was his picture, so it's a one-sided pamphlet, really. It's a leaflet.
It's like a leaflet.
Yeah, it's like a leaflet. It's not even a whole pamphlet that folds. It's just one, words like, hey, see you in two and a half months.
Yeah, it was great. It was like a schedule.
You know what I had? I had a calendar, so you could circle the next time he's going to be there. Absolutely. In 2.5
months. It was a daddy tour. Daddy tour.
That's it.
This is when daddy's going to stop by your hometown.
The fucking daddy tour. Oh, shit. That's funny, dude. Yeah, you saw how everybody got wiped out? Fucking Serena got wiped out of Wimbledon. Every American.
The shittiest Wimbledon ever.
There's no Americans. Say the worst. It's only the third time ever that there's been no Americans left by the semifinal rounds.
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts.
And then there's no one that's interesting to watch. I mean, I don't know if Djokovic is still there, but I know that Federer got wiped out and Nadal got wiped out. And after that happened, I could care less.
Oh, look, the kidnapping guy's back. Woohoo! I haven't heard this story in a while.
What kidnapping guy?
The Cleveland guy, the Ohio guy, the one who kidnapped those girls and had them locked up.
Nice. Good shit.
You don't remember that one? You don't remember that? What?
How do you do that?
Shut the fuck up.
Put him in a van.
Stop lying. Fucking shut the fuck up. This is like the biggest story that break out in the last 6 months, and you're like, no.
Nah, man.
I don't remember.
Nah, I don't remember.
They say that he's deemed mentally fit to stand trial. So he's claiming crazy.
Use that as an excuse, huh? Yeah,
he can't be crazy. He is crazy, but not clinically crazy.
Not clinically, not like,
oh, I didn't know what I was doing for the last 10 years. You can't claim that shit.
Well, I'm sure his favorite movie is Braveheart, too.
I think his favorite movie is The Crying Game. That would be a good segment. Get all these crazy people and then start guessing at what you think their favorite movie was.
Maybe his Gone with the Wind.
No, his favorite movie is Ransom. His favorite movie is Ransom. Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with. Absolutely. I'm going to go with Ransom. Mel Gibson. Another Mel Gibson movie.
Great choice.
Yep.
Ransom. Great choice.
Did you know that when they announced when he was filming that movie, Ransom, the director is Ron Howard, and while they were filming it, they announced the nominees for that year for the Oscars, and it was a little bit awkward on set because he was nominated for Braveheart, which he ended up winning, but who didn't get nominated was Ron Howard, his director for Apollo 13.
Oh man!
Yeah,
so Braveheart won Best Picture.
Yeah, won
Best. Who won Best Director?
Well, he won, Best. No, I don't remember. Yeah, he directed the movie, but it won Best Picture.
Mel Gibson directed the movie.
Yeah.
Oh man.
That's why I'm saying that movie didn't. That's why.
And Ransom was the same year as Braveheart. What, like 95 or something?
The what?
Ransom was the same exact
year. Well, Ransom was being filmed that year.
Okay.
It came out the following year.
But Apollo 13 won something. Anton won something. Best.
No, that's the one that stopped the train for
He was supposed to be nominated. That was supposed to be his third win. Oh, wait, he
didn't get nominated?
Tom Hanks didn't get... Oh, I'm not talking about Ron Howard.
Oh, you're talking about Tom Hanks. Wait. Yeah. Yeah, who is it you're talking about then?
Well, Tom Hanks acted in it.
Yeah, yeah, he did. But yeah, he didn't...
All right, so anything. Picture with Braveheart. Apollo 13 did get nominated. I'm sorry.
Yeah, for something.
Okay, I was nominated for Best Picture. Right, right. Director, Mel Gibson for Braveheart.
Did Ron Howard get nominated for Best Director at all?
No.
So it was just Mel Gibson.
Leaving Las Vegas, the guy for Leaving Las Vegas. Chris Noonan for Babe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The guy from Babe got nominated over Apollo 13.
But not Ron Howard.
Ronnie, gotta step up your game. Yeah. Step up your game,
that
son.
That was the awkward moment. I remember reading that Mel Gibson got nominated for Braveheart for Best Director, but Ron Howard, the director that was directing him in Ransom, did not get nominated.
Yeah, and who had just directed Apollo 13, and Apollo 13 was great.
Yeah, and Apollo 13 got nominated, but as director did it. That's what bothers me. Is like, when do these... How the fuck are you going to nominate the movie but not nominate the director? You shouldn't do that. Just like Argo didn't get, like Ben Affleck didn't get nominated. You know, how does it win Best Picture but the director got snubbed?
Movie was perfect. Oh, shitty directing though. Awful directing.
Not worth nomination, I'll tell you that much.
The direction of this movie went nowhere, but it's the best
movie. But it's the best movie of the year.
It's the best movie. It should almost go hand in hand.
It has to. I think it should. I don't know.
I think it was similar to that. Didn't this guy, Scorsese, win with The Departed? I think he might have won Best Director. I'm not sure. But it was like The Departed, Scorsese.
I don't remember. I think he got nominated. I don't think he won that one.
Well, at least nominate the guy. Like, put him up there and then go, nah, some other movie was directed better. It was just shittier. I don't know how that works.
I'm planning on eating so much food tomorrow.
Really?
Yes, because it's...
You need some nothings?
Because it's Thursday. So I will...
Because it's Thursday?
Just because it's Thursday.
Yeah, 4th of July, whatever.
Well, I don't know. I mean, whatever. That's fine. But it's Thursday.
What are you going to gorge yourself on?
I'm actually not going to gorge myself. I just said that to be funny. But I love barbecue food. I don't like doing barbecues. I don't see what the... Dude, for some reason, there's like a man thing, right? Where you like get a grill and you fucking stand in front of a grill and you grill burgers and dogs and chicken. Awful. It's awful. It's I did that one time when we first moved in here and I was like, hey, I'm going to... And I threw a barbecue. It was pouring fucking rain. So I was outside in the rain. But the rain part made it cool because I wasn't sweating bullets in the heat. In this, I'm like, this shit sucks.
No one thanks you either, bro.
Yeah,
no one thanks you for shit. They're like,
I don't care about the thank you. I just don't want to fucking stand there and have like no, like just be there sweating and flipping burgers. I'd rather have somebody do that for me. Like, it's fucking grill the burgers.
I don't know. I just go to McDonald's or some shit and just be like, hey, double cheeseburgers, a lot of them. Here you go, everyone. These are professionally made down the road.
I like professionally made real burgers, though. Like, I like the real burgers, but like Fuddy Ruckers burgers.
Oh, like really big ass burgers.
Yeah, the real burgers. Not a fucking... Come on, dude.
McDonald's awful. I mean, it tastes delicious.
It's delicious. It's delicious, good. But it's not. You compare that to Fuddy Ruckers, you compare that to fucking a burger from Chili's or fucking.
You went to Beer and Burger?
No, I
haven't. Things are ridiculous.
I want to get a restaurant and call it World of Burgers, like World of Beers.
Oh man!
But do a World of Burgers. I've been dying to, you know.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. And then I would go there.
People go, oh, WOB, like, oh, World of Beer. No, World of Burgers.
World of Burgers.
And you have different, like, you have like a Mexican burger with avocado and fucking jalapeno. Yeah. Then you have a Canadian burger that's plain and simple and boring.
Absolutely.
And then you
have the taxes are high as shit on it.
But it's light. It doesn't kill you. That's why the medical attention is better. I don't know. Why do we always get into food? You realize
you
that
got
shit?
Into food. You just said you randomly just looked at me and you stared with
the 4th of July.
Eyes,
it's because of the 4th of July.
I'm gonna eat so much food tomorrow.
It's the 4th of July. That's why, man.
No, it's Thursday.
It's Thursday, Thursday. Sucker.
Thursday. You eating anything interesting in the last week or no?
Dude, I worked one. I'm working this weekend in Marco Island, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Thank God. It's great to get on stage. I worked last weekend. I did Thursday only in Marco Island, just Thursday, which always sucks to do a one nighter as a comedian. But it's great because you just get in and get the fuck out. Like, yeah. I just got in, did my time, got paid, and got out. I didn't have to, like, sit there and wait for shit. I'm like, just, I'm out. I'll be out this bitch. But it was, I don't know, what did I do last weekend?
I said, have you eaten anything interesting?
Did you really say that?
I swear, you could check the fucking...
I really didn't know that you said
that. Like, you were like, yeah, let me tell you what I did. And I'm like, all right, that's cool too. It's going to lead to food, right? I'm dying for the food part to come out of Mark Weiland right now.
Actually, they have the best burger I've ever had in my life in the Comedy Club in Mark Weiland.
Now we're talking.
I'm not lying. You know what they use? And I'm trying to find this. If anybody knows where I can find this, I've Googled this shit. So don't even... it's called Braveheart... Braveheart meat. It's called Braveheart burger meat.
I'm sure it is.
And it's not called Citizen King. That's the fucking move. That's the meat that they have on Marco Island. And you could read all about it on their website, but they don't tell you where to get it. And so you just have to fucking know a place that has it. But it's like Braveheart quality, great quality meat.
I don't even know what that means. So it's like subpar top 100 meat.
It's subpar. It's not even top 100.
No, it's awful.
At the bottom of the barrel when it comes to meat.
That sounds pretty solid, though.
Dude, it's fucking amazing, dude. It's literally hands down. You could ask my wife, what's the best burger you've ever had? You like Marco?
I'm going to ask her. The comedy we're club. Done with this. Yeah. For sure, I'm going to ask her.
You should.
I will.
What's the best burger you've ever had? Now we're going to get into a fat conversation.
Yeah, you know, man.
Four episodes in a row.
Jeez.
Just get into a fat conversation. I
mean, the best burger I've ever had probably has to be, I love the Mustang Sally over at Beer and Burger, man.
I've never been there, so I got to go.
I know. That place is, but a place is much more accessible that it's like my go-to burger. Dude, if you go to Pincho Factory right here on 97 and Bird, mm-hmm. Every burger that they have, the burger is marinated in something awesome. I don't know what it is. It just tastes awesome. And it's like $6. So to pay $6 for a freaking awesome, delicious burger, Pincho Factory, 97 and Bird, definitely check that place out for sure. They have one that's really fat and Hispanic like me. It's called Tostón Burger.
Mm.
And it's just a burger patty between tostones with monster cheese and garlic cilantro.
Mm.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I thought that.
Sorry, am I not supposed to be masturbating right now? I'm sorry.
That's okay, man. You do your thing, bro. I'm going to look directly at you. And I'm gonna
all right, let's do the old school picks.
All right.
What is your old school pick? I had a couple of movies that I put down on my list this week that I was like, holy shit, that's a good one.
Wait, hold on. I'm pulling it up too.
Last one I had was The Witches. Did you watch any of the old school picks? You never watch any of the old school picks.
Was it? Did I watch them?
Yeah.
I've seen a freaking bunch of them. I just haven't seen enough. No, of the last one, you mean The Witches? No.
That one was great, man.
No, I didn't see The Witches. Did you watch whatever I picked? What was it I picked last week? Oh, you've seen Planes and Automobiles a bunch of times.
I miss Mike. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, bro.
He used to watch the movies, and I'm like, oh, okay, you watch the movies. Yeah. But then again, he had no life, so it's understandable
and
why.
He was tall as shit. He's so tall.
That's the reason why he watched it, yeah.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
He had no other choice but to watch it. I actually went with one of my, God, please tell me you didn't have this on this list. When I went to Get Shorty.
Oh, no, we have it. That's a great pick.
Wonderful. That's a great pick. Some Get Shorty.
Get Shorty. Ah, that's
so, that movie's so underappreciated, too.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think it's appreciated.
No, man. Maybe it's just one of those like cult classic movies then that not enough people that I talk to like watch it. But then again, maybe I'm hanging around the wrong people.
But you hang around people that don't watch The Godfather.
That's right. That is true.
So
what? Godfather Gets Shortier right there.
Gets Shortier is a great movie, man. I really like that movie. And you know what movie doesn't get enough credit is the sequel to it.
Oh, Be Cool.
Yeah, it got panned by everybody. I'm like, why? It was a good movie.
It was really funny. You know that people said that Vince Vaughn was really stupid in that movie, that he was like Jimmy Kennedy in that movie where he acted like a Malibu's Most Wanted.
Oh, right.
And I was like, no way, man. Vince Vaughn was actually funny. Jimmy Kennedy was just like... He was like that scary movie for funny, which is pretty much just Jewish slapstick funny. Like Vince Vaughn was hilarious, man. Jay Weezy.
I'm gonna go. All right, I went with a family comedy last week, so I don't want to do another family comedy. So I'm gonna go with. Did I do that one already? Fuck! I thought I did that one already.
Just put it out there, man.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me double check.
Oh no, I didn't. All right, so I'm gonna go with. Every so often, I like to. I'm gonna go with Three Kings.
Oh,
that's the one with Mark. Oh, that's a chair of mine. None of that shit. Ever just falling apart. That's the one with Mark Wahlberg and George Clooney, and who else? Ice Cube, was it? That the third. There was three guys in the Gulf War, and so yeah, that's the one. You ever seen it?
No, I've heard of it though. But you know what? I'll do you the solid, and I'll watch it this week. I'll mic.
You
it
should up. Watch the other one that I gave you.
What, The Witches?
No, the other one that I gave you, the fucking movie.
No, the one that you actually gave me, the digital, like the actual hard copy.
Yes, that one.
Well, that'd be too easy.
Yeah, that's crazy. You have it in your disposal at all times. Why wouldn't? Why that's would you?
Ridiculous,
watch?
Man.
All right, so those are our old school picks. All right, what time is it? We're at 55 minutes. That was pretty fucking decent. All right, that kind of flew by. We got started talking about shit. Anything else you want to mention? Anything else you want to promote?
No, like I said, in a couple of weeks, man, I'm actually working with the county and a couple of different entities to start doing some comedy classes all around. So it's going to be fun.
Cool. I got some news coming up on for podcasting news. Not for this podcast, but I got some news, podcasting news coming up. So stay tuned to that. This is what's called a teaser. This is what's called a teaser. And I'm going to tease you. And then later on, I'll fill you guys in on the 411 on what's going on. I'm hoping to do I'm able to do some new shit, so you're going to see what's up. Anyways, make sure to guys check us out. Give us in. Oh, you know what? We had a listener pick for old school pick, and I almost forgot it. I'm sorry, dude. Hold on. He gave Stakeout.
Stakeout?
Yeah, Stakeout. It's with Charlie Sheen's brother, Emilio Estevez.
Oh, Emilio Estevez.
Yeah, and then it has Rosie O'Donnell in it. I remember, and I forgot who else was in it, but Emilio was great. That was a great movie, man. Stakeout was a really good movie. So, shout out to the listener pick for doing
Guat Guat.
What?
I'm trying new things.
Okay, all right. So he did Stakeout. So.
Guat Guat.
All right. Now we're just being silly. That's just this is again East Coast.
East Guat Guat. Guat. We got this, man.
Are you doing Pop Pop?
Never saying Guac Guac. What's Pop Pop?
Pop Pop from...
Pop Pop, what's that?
Pop Pop from...
Pop Pop, it sounds familiar.
The fucking, what's it called? The show with the guy from The Soup. Oh, man, I'm fucking blanking out.
Oh, you mean...
Community.
Community, yeah.
Yeah. Pop Pop. No. The black guy goes, Pop Pop.
Damn
that's
it.
The now only thing he says.
Damn it.
Pop,
now
pop.
I feel like I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Now I'm not going to do it anymore.
Fucking hack.
Hope you're happy with yourself, man. Fucking we could have had Guac Guac, but now nothing.
Look at what flat ass I am. I was writing Stakeout so I could remember later on when I posted.
No,
and I put steak.
That's exactly when you said Stakeout. I'm like, I would love some Stakeout right now.
All right, man. So, thank you guys for listening. Check out What's Up, Bro. Look us up on the Facebook, the Facebook,
the Facebook.com.
Woo Bro Pod, WUBROPOD. And same thing on Twitter at Woo Bro Pod, at Nary Science, at Chris Kwan. Make sure you retweet and subscribe and send us your listener picks, man. So make sure you guys do that. You guys have been great. Thank you guys very much. What else? Oh, yeah. That's how winning is done.
All right. Listen up, y'all. I'm y'all substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city. So don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's take a roll here. Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at? No Jay Quellen here? Yeah.
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play. Okay then. I've got my eye on you, Jay Quellen. Balake. Where is Balake at? No Balake here today. Yes, sir.
My name's Blake.
Are you out of your goddamn mind?
Blake?
What? Do you want to go to war, Balake?
No.
Because we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real. I'm for real. So you better check yourself. D-Nice. Is there a D-Nice? If one of y'all says some silly ass name, this whole class is gonna feel my wrath. Now, D-Nice.
Do you mean Denise?
Son of a bitch! You say your name right, right now.
Denise?
Say it right.
Denise.
Correctly.
Denise.
Right.
Denise.
Right.
D-Nice.
That's better. Thank you. Now, A-A-Ron, where are you? Where is A-A-Ron right now? No A-A-Ron, huh? Well, you better be sick, dead, or mute, A-A-Ron.
Here.
Oh, man. Why didn't you answer me the first time I said it, huh?
Huh?
I'm just asking you. I said it like four times. So why didn't you say it the first time I said A-A-Ron?
Because it's pronounced Aaron?
Son of a bitch! You done messed up, A-A-Ron! Now take your ass on down to Oshag Hennessy's office right now and tell him exactly what you did.
Who?
Oshag Hennessy!
Principal O'Shaughnessy?
Get out of my goddamn classroom before I break my foot off in your ass! Insubordinate and churlish. Timothy.
Present.
Thank you.
Pitbull, Stevie B, Spring Love. From the minute that I seen ya, I was sweating ya like a freshman that's a senior. I couldn't even sleep waiting for the next day just to see ya, girl, just to see ya. When you walk by my heart, skip the beat like a scratch CD. I was knee deep in them four letters L-O-V-E. Sprung on spring love, damn, she got me.
I remember when we first started. You came to me and you were broken hearted. I took you in and wiped all your tears away. One, and I love you, girl. I don't care what they say. You know you are my world. Come back home to the one who loves you more and more. So you see that it was me you were searching for.
In them heels, you was dressed to kill. With that might, I would only got sex appeal. I was feeling like I was on X for real. Those lips, those eyes, those hips, those thighs got me hypnotized. I'm sprung on spring love, damn, she got me.
I remember when we first started. You came to me and you were broken hearted. I took you in and wiped all your tears away. I gave you loving more than any other day. Don't you know I'm the one? Girl, I don't care what they say, you know you are my world. Come back home to the one who loves you more and more. So you see that it was me you were searching for.